This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Dylon, that's a new one. Yeah, that a boy. You have been tasked with mixing it up, and I got to say, it's been pretty good so far this week. So hats off to you, my friend. It's the morning shift. Mike, Allie, Squidbilly, Dylon hanging out with you here on this Thursday morning, having a lot of fun. We got wake-up call 404-726-0929. What did you think about the fine for Ulbrich? What did you think about the fine for the Atlanta Falcons? Did they both deserve it? Also, card games that you like to play. My wife, I put both kids to sleep last night. My wife left the house. She went to play Mahjong. I have no idea how to play that.
I'm going to have to learn.
She said she almost won. She like hit me up. She's like, I almost won. I was like, well, I don't even know what that means. But like, do you think she's playing for money?
Maybe. I don't know. Is that a betting game or not?
Housewives of the neighborhood? I don't know.
She might put a little 20 on it. Maybe a little 20.
little 20. There's no way she's putting 20 out. And I don't know how many people play Mahjong, but I know there's been groups of like four or five. So, yeah, $100 game, like I'd be in for that. I mean, like, you know, definitely when I play cards, it's for money. Like, you know, I'm not going out there just, hey, man, that was really cool. Like, no, nah, man, I need to get the zeros lined up.
Okay, a quick Google just told me, yes, you can gamble with Mahjong.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, like, it just, you know, winner gets the pot or whatever. And, spades, you team up 2v2. Like, I don't know if it's, like, everybody for themselves in Mahjong. Or is there, like, a minimum? I don't know. I doubt you can play 1v1 in Mahjong, but I have no idea how to play it. Anyways, man, a lot of people getting in on the socials. Appreciate it. Canasta has been brought up. I don't know how to play Canasta,
but
I know a lot of people that think that's a cool game. I'm spades, tonk. Dylon brought up euchre. So what was the one you said your northern people taught
hand
you?
And foot. Hand and foot.
Hand and foot. Yeah. Sounds like.
That's a really fun one, too.
Sounds euchre. Like something I had to take my son to the pediatrician for not too long ago, man.
So. Love euchre. You can play double deck euchre as well.
Double deck euchre. Okay. Now you're just getting out of hand.
Yeah, it's
now
it.
You're just getting. But I don't know. I know that you play a lot of games with your neighborhood crew. You got a good neighborhood crew, but I don't ever remember you talking about playing cards with anybody.
We play all the time. You just don't ask.
Okay.
We play those stuff like Phase 10 and we play Rummy and that kind of stuff. I don't play games that sound like diseases.
you brought up Phase 10 a minute ago. And that again, that's the one where you have to buy it. Like it's like a deck of cards that they give
you. Yeah, it's kind of like an Uno deck, but it's called a Phase 10 deck. It's a lot of fun. It's very competitive, but it's all these games kind of have the same premise of, you know, like in spades, you're getting books, you know, you get books and in phase 10, you go through phases that you have to get. And if you don't get there, you have a round or a hand and still be stuck on round two while somebody else is on like round six. So, you can skip people. You can do all those things. It's fun. It's competitive. We played a lot of it during COVID, a lot.
Is the standard card game that everybody knows, the universal card game, War? Does everybody know how to play War?
Very simple.
Yeah.
Right? I was going to say Crazy 8.
I haven't played
eight.
That in years.
Right.
I was going to say Crazy 8.
I don't think
eight.
I've ever played War.
Yeah. Okay. I think Rummy is the standard one that everyone knows how to play.
Pause. No. Go back to Go Fish. Okay?
Oh, Go Fish, yeah. It's okay, got to be Go Fish.
I couldn't tell you how to play Rummy just off the top of my head. Somebody would have to be like, hey, remember it? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember.
I feel like Spades got to be up there too, right?
Yeah,
no, you would be surprised how many people do not know how to play Spades.
I do remember, God bless Tiffany Blackman, she was terrified she was going to get outed for not knowing how to play Spades on here.
Oh, that's
like,
true.
It's going to be rough. Abe, the knower of all, Abe Gordon, just finally texted me and said, Mahjong is 100% played for small money.
Okay.
So there you go. Anyways, man, let's.
So let me get this right. Let me get this straight.
Okay.
You're at home washing babies, putting them to bed, and the wife's out gambling. That sounds like a backwards marriage right there. I tell you what.
I know it's
2025 and everything, but damn.
You got to rewind to the fact that I am never home to get my kids to daycare. Ever.
Right.
Like literally, ever. She does it.
Yeah, but you're working. She's out gambling at night, living the nightlife.
Yeah, she is.
Boy, I give Lindsay some credit.
running the streets with her and her hoodlums.
Boy, Lindsay owns you, dude.
Running the hoodlums. Hey, let's go out to the phone lines. Let's go ahead and hit. Let's talk to our buddy Larry in the truck. Larry, something tells me that you're coming in with an Allie's army already. Like I already feel it coming, brother.
I love that thing you brought up about the Mac attack. I thought that was the Mac pack.
I love that.
So I thought that that was, and I got a story with that one, because every time that your husband called in on the afternoon show with Andy and Randy, he said, G-Mac! And so then I was like, I'm going to call in and say, hey, Mac!
I know, he's trying to steal my nickname over there.
I love it.
So as far as the coaching thing, I really don't want to comment on that, but I think it's way overblown. And the other thing, Bidwist is kind of like spades on steroids, where anything can be trumped, and you have to bid on it. And then the last thing I got to do is I got to ask Big Papa Bo if he will allow Dylon to just play a few little snippets of the Dazz Band and Let It Whip. Just a few little snippets. Bo, please, can I, Bo?
Listen, he can't control the music, Larry, but he can talk trash afterwards. Yeah.
Larry, here's what I do for you. Once a week, we'll play Chicago. Once a week, but we ain't doing it. We ain't doing it all the time. We need upbeat stuff. Chicago's just too
laid
slow.
Back.
I mean, they're too soft, right?
It's relaxing.
They're too There's a certain radio station that, yeah, I don't know if they're around anymore, that used to play that kind of stuff, and it ain't my thing.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Larry. He's always so fun. He took 6 months off because he had a broken wrist, so he wasn't driving his truck for a while. Now Larry's back in the fold, so
it's
happy to have him
back
on the lines. Hey, Dylon, let's head back out. Let's go to our buddy Ken out on 285. Ken, what's the traffic light today, bro?
Right now, it is full bar. Let me say, this is my first time calling. I've been listening to y'all, and I said, well, when am I going to get the cojones to call you as I get off of work, working at night? So they finally got big, because the comment about what should happen with the coach. The coach's son should be scrubbing buckets and be the water boy. You're going to have to pay that money back, boy. That's $350,000. I just got the job, son. Oh, God, I just got the job. You told me $350,000.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
You're 21. It's a joke. I get it. You know, we can't be too big a stick in the mud. But, you know, I'm at home. I should be able to trust that. You know a little bit better. Hey, we're not going to go to daddy's buddy to sit there and make a quick joke. And then, oh, by the way, that's going to happen? Come on, man.
Appreciate the phone call. I don't know. Like, I'm okay with the Jeff Ulbrich fine. The Falcons fine's a little steep for me.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I'm like, dude, first of all, he's been here before, but he just got back. Like, I don't know. And I know, Bo, you brought it up earlier about how it wasn't exactly from the Falcons to Jeff Ulbrich.
Yeah, no, it was from the NFL. NFL sent the document. It wasn't from the team.
Right.
And that's the problem for me of why the team got fined. The NFL is kind of – I think they're covering their self right here with this, and they know the team's not going to push back because the team just wants it to go away.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of get away with it. It's kind of ridiculous. And if they – and I do believe what you said earlier, had it been anything more, then they would have come out. But the people that are like, well, is this a slap on the wrist? What are you talking about? $250,000 an organization got fined. A head coach got fined. A defensive coordinator got fined $100,000, and he's probably making one point something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get real. What I don't know what you think a slap on the wrist is, but it's just getting a little bit ridiculous, and it's also irritating to me that no one has wanted any other investigation for any other rookie pick that got prank called.
I think they're happening. I don't think we've seen the end of this.
I haven't heard of it. I mean, hopefully. I hope you're right.
Yeah, I read that, you know, they're looking into it. And look, I mean, that's kind of what we heard about Jax Ulbrich before that one came out. And you know what's funny? The NFL set themselves up. We talked about the NFL making an example of the Atlanta Falcons. I'm just telling you, what happens when an assistant coach from one of their blue bloods, you know, from the Cowboys or the Eagles, and that comes out that it might have come from their database and might even not have been a family member? Maybe it was just somebody else that, you know, just happened to be around. It was like, oh, here's phone numbers. That's cool. And they found him out. So we'll see what happens and what all comes from that. Hey, let's go to the phone lines once more. Let's go out to JR. JR is out in his truck just like Larry is. JR, good morning, buddy.
Good morning, morning, morning. First things first, welcome, Allie Mack.
Thank you so much.
We're happy to have her.
All right, now, the whole fine situation, way too – I think they should have been fined, but not that much.
Yeah, that was, that's
those amount, those amounts are gross. Mm-hmm. Now, what I've done for my spouse
– okay.
I've been married 42 years.
Ooh, tell us the secret.
So, everything, baby. it's a lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. Hey, you hear about 50-50 marriages? We got 100-100 marriages.
Look at that. I love that.
Hey, it's that's
gotta
a real
be that
thing.
Way, man. Gotta be
it's
that
a
way.
Real thing.
Yeah.
Now, and as far as the card games, I'm going to take it in a different direction.
Uh-oh.
Our family gets together and has intense multi-hour long dominoes game.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Called,
dominoes now.
Yeah.
It's
good call.
Called the one specific one they do is chicken foot.
Okay.
Chicken foot. All and right. It is bizarre. It is. It's all, they'll play till 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I was on board with you. I was on board with you until you went chicken foot. Now I'm like, what is that?
Now I'm lost.
Is that a dominoes game?
It
like,
must
is that a specific,
be.
Like a dominoes? Yeah.
I just know the regular way to play dominoes.
Yeah, yeah,
that's it. That's
same.
All I know.
A dominoes, and I think it's
which
trained,
I love by
dominoes
the way.
Train like that. I think that's the normal thing. That's what it's called. The actual normal way to
yeah,
play.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, man, dominoes. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, that's
phenomenal.
A good way to waste some time.
Yeah, definitely sit around a table. Used to play that in college a lot too. Before I got into the spades game. All right, let's get one more call in. Let's go out to our buddy Anthony out in Covington. Anthony, good morning. Hope you're having a good one.
Good morning, everybody. Papa Squid, how we doing?
Good, sir.
Number 79 in your program, number one in your heart, Mike Johnson. How we doing, sir?
Hey, I am living the absolute dream, buddy. Thank you for asking.
And absolutely, welcome to the family, Miss Allie. Return of the Mac. Yes, ma'am. Welcome, welcome.
Thank
love
you
it.
So much.
All right, guys. Hey, I know we're up against it, so real quick, okay? In our year of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2025, how is the NFL not sending these prospects who entered their name to the draft a little Mint Mobile, Cricket Wireless, burner phone with preloaded numbers in there so they avoid all this stuff? Good Lord Almighty, you yeah. make enough money. You can afford a $15 burner phone and send it out to these kids.
Yeah.
Second of all, my big shout-out this morning, Opie, hit me with that wink, wink, wink.
Wink, wink, wink. Phenomenal phone call.
Man, I was about to say, Mike's number one fan in the back seat. She's turning 5 years old today.
Oh, man. Congratulations.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday to the number one fan of the Mafia. Thank you so much for calling.
Mike Mafia.
Yeah. Good stuff, man. Love all those phone calls. We are up against it, though, like you said. We do have to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more. The assistant coaches for the Atlanta Falcons had a chance to visit with the media yesterday, man. And if you listen close enough, they're telling you a lot of things you need to hear. We'll get back to it with the Atlanta Falcons on the other side of the break.